This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I'm not going to waste any time. I want to get to the Rude guest hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. To talk to our friend Peter Rosenberg. What a day to talk to Peter. I want to start here. Is it your birthday? Happy birthday.
Yesterday was my birthday. Thank you, okay. Friend.
Leo. What's first day of Leo's, right? July 23rd?
I'm a border day, so some people call me Cancer, some call me Leo.
Nah, take the Leo, it's much cooler.
I agree. You know, I prefer it, but I also don't want to be dishonest with myself. I got a little bit of Cancer in there, too.
Okay.
All right, so, Peter, we're out of Commanders training camp, and obviously Jaden Daniels, Terry McLaurin, there's a million stories, but the way news works is it doesn't care where you are, what you think the story is that day. News just happens. And you are, like, uniquely positioned to talk about Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan, yeah.
I mean, you made a career doing it. You do a lot of different things, but you are heavily involved in WWE. You call main events. I imagine Hulk Hogan has had some major impact on your life from when we were kids, and he was one of the best, and then everything that's kind of happened since then.
You would be correct, sir. I that's what I've sort of been left thinking about is, you know, obviously on a big level, the wrestling business is just completely different because Hulk Hogan existed. And yeah, I don't know. Do I fall in love with it the way that I do without Hulk Hogan? I mean, I was 8 years old in 1987. WrestleMania III was a huge, huge deal. My second grade, teacher, she was an assistant, actually, teacher, taped it for me, Miss Clemens, and gave me the VHS of WrestleMania 3, because, you know, my parents weren't paying for the pay-per-view. And, without that Hogan-Andre story, I just don't know that I'm sitting here with my life just kind of so mixed up in this crazy world. So, yeah, super, super impacted by it, and, you know, obviously when people have a controversial ending, it makes it complicated. The feelings are complicated, but the overwhelming feeling is sadness for sure.
But I think anytime you meet a person, it comes down to those personal times you talk to them or relationships, whatever you had. Did you have a personal relationship and have a chance to talk to them and develop one?
I would never go as far as saying we had a personal relationship. I would say that I certainly interviewed him a handful of times. Mm-hmm. And had moments of seeing him and chatting with him on multiple occasions. Never had anything but lovely interactions with him. So, yeah. You know, my complicated feelings for him are colored by the other things that went on. You know, when I saw him, here's the thing about Hulk Hogan. He's going to be Hulk Hogan. I mean, there was one time I remember bumping into him in the WrestleMania hotel. Maybe when I first started working for the company, maybe 2017, something like that. And I don't think that he recognized me from the previous times I'd interviewed him and stuff like that. I don't think so, at least at that point. And we started chatting, and within like a minute, he starts going into these Hulk Hoganisms that, like, you know, talking to me about Andre the Giant. Like, see, it was like hilarious because I'm like, wait, do you not know that I know all of this and I've heard you tell it 1,000 times? Like, it was like he was playing his greatest hits. And you're like, uh-huh. But this is just a – there was no one around, guys. It was – it was in the hallway on, like, one of the floors where there's conference rooms, you know, because that's where, like, they'll set up to have, like, our green rooms and stuff. And no one was there. And like, I'm like, wow, he's really just going into Hulk Hogan mode. And I thought it was very funny and interesting. But also, it is sort of one of the things that people are critical about when it comes to Hulk Hogan, was that he was always sort of working, always giving you the character. And then when that unfortunate video came out all those years later, when you got to see what appeared to be the real him, it wasn't a very good look.
Mm-hmm. Totally. I got to meet him on the sideline in Tampa once, and he couldn't have been nicer and cooler. But obviously, you know, whatever else was going on there is awful, right? Mm-hmm. And it's just like, it's one of these weird things to try to dissect or put it all together now, especially now that he's passed. I didn't even know he was sick, apparently.
We live in this world now where, like, we just aren't allowed to have complex feelings. You know, mm-hmm. We have decided that everybody has to, you know, I was just talking about it earlier this week because of the tragic death of Malcolm Jamal Warner. Yeah. And, you know, Malcolm Jamal Warner was steadfast in his love for Bill Cosby. And he did not deny Bill Cosby's wrongdoings or legitimize them or even say, oh, no, I know that he's innocent. He didn't do that. But what he also didn't do was not love him anymore. You know, because the man gave him his entire life.
Hell yeah.
And you know, there was controversy last year because in an article in the New York Times, in an interview, John Cena, who was just returning at the time, basically said, I'll always love Vince McMahon. And a lot of people got angry about that. And I'm like, wait, John Cena is rich, famous, happy, successful, all because he met Vince McMahon. And you expect him to publicly say he hates him? You can be disappointed in things people say or do, but that doesn't mean you have to throw them away. And Hulk Hogan, the kind of things that he said are the things that basically offend me most in the world, right? Like, there's basically nothing that will upset me or offend me more than the kind of things that he was caught on tape saying. But I still try not to define every human being by the absolute worst moment anybody knows about. The fact of the matter is, he also absolutely changed the business, and I don't think I would be having the fun I'm having, and a lot of people would have livelihoods and would be doing very well without the things that he contributed. I think all those things can be true.
I think it gets to a point where people can't tell you what experience you had with somebody, and you have to be true to yourself on that. And as John Thompson always said, don't let people judge you by sound clips of your life. You know, there have been a lot of people who made mistakes. And you're absolutely right. This society wants to only judge you off of that one moment when you made a mistake, not the other 99% of the things you did that were not bad. And I think it's BS.
Yeah.
Point blank.
Yeah, it's lazy. And it's not based in integrity. It's based in us all being fear of you know, being fearful of being judged. And, you know, listen, I am someone who believes that people should have to live up to the things that they've said and done, but I think all of us have a right to have complex feelings. The biggest disappointment for me about Hogan's passing is, A, 71 is just too young. I don't care what mileage you put on your body. In 2025, to die at 71 is a tragedy. You know, these days people, especially people with means, you would think Hulk Hogan would have been able to go a lot longer. But unfortunately, that was not the case. And the other thing is just, the fact that he was never able to make amends. I mean, the last time the guy was on TV, guys, he was utterly booed out of the building. And mostly, oh yeah, it was the Netflix premiere of Raw, and they brought him out, and he was just obliterated. It was in L.A., and it was not the crowd that was going to be easily forgiving, and they were not. And listen, Hulk kind of played it off afterwards, and everyone's talking about me, but the bottom line is, it was not a spot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Where he was supposed to be booed. And frankly, he kind of got himself in that position. And I wish he had done more to get out of it, but he didn't. You know, and that is sad, because I think everything will kind of have an asterisk. But the bottom line is, if you want to talk about the wrestling part of it, guys, nobody's bigger. He, like, in my life right now, if I bump into someone and they don't know what I do, and I say, oh, and I also moonlight, I work in pro wrestling, they will literally say, like, oh, like Hulk Hogan? I mean, he is Babe Ruth. He is the word Kleenex. You know what I mean? That is wrestling right there, no matter how you feel about it.
Yeah. I know your time is tight, and I appreciate you making time for us on what is going to be a really busy day for you. I did want to give you a chance just to weigh in on I'm sure you're seeing the videos and everything going on down here. There's so much excitement. I mean, Von Miller talked today, and it was incredible. If you haven't heard his story, why he chose number 24, I think you're going to love it. But there is also the Terry cloud kind of hanging here. How you feeling about first couple of days of Commander's training camp?
The Terry cloud's getting a little gray over there, JP. I'm not feeling it. I really sort of thought this was going to be a simple thing, and we were playing like a little bit of a game, and eventually we would just land where we needed to land. It now, having gone this far, is starting to freak me out just a tad.
I think
give yourself a couple more weeks, Peter. I'm gonna help
all
you.
All right,
just another week and a half.
Well, who's gonna budge though? In the end, is my question. Where do we get the solution?
That's a great question. That's a great question, and I think I don't know the answer. I wonder. I think both sides will have to budge. One, listen, man, does Terry play this thing the whole way? Would he ever really miss training camp? Would he ever really miss games? I don't believe that to be the case. At the same time, I think as Washington watches this receiving core, Debo is a unique weapon, and he's looked great out here. But, like, we're trying to talk ourselves into a guy like Chris Moore, who's bounced around. I thought Ja'Cory Brooks had a good practice today, but, like, at some point, they're going to look around and be like, okay, what do we do for the vertical element in our passing game?
I watched it today, and you can see something missing.
Right.
I'm being honest with it. I watched it, and you go, something is missing, and we know what that something is.
Right. So, you know what I mean? Like, I think there's a lot to kind of consider, but I think both – the thing I keep going back to is this deal makes too much sense for both sides. And because of that, I think it's like, husband and wife are fighting, like whatever's going on, eventually you kind of settle it down and get back to where you need to be, figure it out, move forward. I don't know when that time comes, but that is what I think and hope will happen.
From your mouth to God's ear. And I hope, you know, I've said this to you guys a few times. I think it is complicated. I think the Terry thing is more complex than people would believe because he is more valuable to the Commanders than he is elsewhere. And at the same time, the Commanders need him more than others. They both need each other a lot. Like, Terry on the free market is not as valuable as he is here. But at the same time, the Commanders minus Terry next year is a different proposition that they cannot afford, guys, because we are in fully this is the first time we can say this in 20-some years. We are in full-on go-for-it mode. So they need him. This next year, the goal is make it to the Super Bowl. And that conversation isn't happening, I don't think, without Terry McLaurin.
Well, what you just said makes what what's called Lewis Riddick said even more. Put an exclamation point on what he said even more, because he said that it's about Jaden continuing his growth, and by not having Terry around, you kind of stunt that a little bit. And when you made the comment you just made, it hit me more of what he said. So I'm with you on that.
Well, and do you guys remember? We talked about this too, but if y'all remember, Week 1 and 2, like before Terry busted out against Cincinnati, Jaden was showing promise, but he wasn't Jaden Daniels yet. He became Jaden Daniels when Terry started catching the football. That is like when it changed, and he went from like, ooh, okay, I see some stuff here, to like, oh my God, that was directly connected to number 17. So they're going to have to figure that out. And by the same token, it's like, Terry, if I'm the Commanders, my logic with him is, hey, listen, man, you've been here a long time. You went through a lot of crap. We're going to pay you for that. We're going to find a way to show you appreciation. At the same time, you went through way too much crap to not be a part of what we're about to do, and we need to be able to continue to do that and spend money smartly. So can we come to a point where we are giving you the smartest, most respectful money, but where you're not making us play ourselves, and where will you love this team enough to understand that we get why you might feel like you're worth a couple million more, but in order to keep doing what we're doing, this is the amount we're going to give you? Can they come to that agreement? And I think, to JP's point, I think eventually they'll end there.
Yeah. Peter, you got to go. We got to go. We appreciate
you, brother.
Man.
You're the best. Talk soon, guys.
All right, man.
Thank you, man. That's our boy Peter Rosenberg, unique perspective on Hulkster and the Skins. Not a lot of people can do that. Give him a follow at Rosenberg Radio. When we come back, we got to make some bets. Before we go, though, you got to hit up Paul Henry. He's got great deals all of July, and the work he did at my house with my windows and my doors has kept my house so cool, so comfortable, even in this intense D.C. summer heat. B, I know he's done a ton of work at your house. Trust me, man. Call Paul Henry. He is the most easygoing, chill dude that does absolutely tremendous work, and it's like working with his family. His son, Brian, actually did all the work at my house. I love these guys. Call in July, and you get $120 off each window with a 5-window minimum and $500 off each door at Paul Henry's window installation.
Yeah, Paul does doors. He does windows, gutters, roofs, fixed pergolas, and he doesn't
build
try to break
sunroom.
The bank. He doesn't try to break the bank. He comes in and he's very fair with you. And that's why I liked him so much. You know, when he came to my house the first time, we sat down and talked. He walked around the whole house. We sat down, and I was thinking about, you know, doing these crazy windows. He was like, nope, you don't need that. Not in this area. He told JP the same thing when he was trying to put the most expensive windows in his sunroom. He made sure he got the ones that he need for the sunroom, and he got the proper windows for his house. Paul is great, man, so reach out to him right now. As JP stated, you can get $120 off each window with the 5-window minimum and $500 off each door. So contact Paul Henry's Window Installation today and tell him B. Mitchell Philly sent you. PaulHenry'sWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.